Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday afternoon, May 20th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. IOTAcom and TELUS Networked Sensor Solutions, Inc. partner to deliver comprehensive indoor and outdoor air quality monitoring solutions. IOTAcom, Inc. and TELUS Networked Sensor Solutions, Inc. have partnered to advance environmental intelligence through integrated indoor and outdoor air quality monitoring solutions. TELUS will use IOTAcom's LoRaWAN network for wireless connectivity, while IOTAcom will integrate TELUS's sensor hardware and analytics platforms into its Delphi 360 environmental monitoring platform. This collaboration aims to provide hyperlocal environmental intelligence with real-time calibration, visualizations, and prediction models. The partnership will support sectors like K-12 education, manufacturing, and smart cities by offering comprehensive environmental data solutions. Both companies are excited to work together to deliver cleaner, healthier communities through actionable air quality insights.
2025 State of Small Business Survey: Surge in AI, Cybersecurity, and Social Media Demand. Verizon Business released its sixth annual State of Small Business Survey, revealing that SMBs are embracing AI, cybersecurity, and social media to drive growth. The survey of 600 SMBs in the U.S. found that 38% are using AI, with 28% using it for marketing and social media. Additionally, 47% invested in cybersecurity technologies in the last year. Social media remains a key customer engagement tool, with 76% agreeing it positively impacts their business. SMBs are leveraging technology to navigate the digital economy, with 56% believing AI can help with employee management strategies. For more insights, visit Verizon's website. Vladimir Naumenko, arrested on suspicion of defrauding foreign investors. Vladimir Naumenko, a Ukrainian businessman, has been remanded into custody by the National Police of Ukraine on suspicion of defrauding foreign investors. Naumenko, along with his business partner Sergei Groza, founders of GN Terminal Enterprises, are accused of fraud and forgery involving the disappearance of over 100,000 tons of grain pledged to Innovatus Capital Partners. The duo had defaulted on substantial loan facilities provided by ICP and Argentum Creek Partners. In a recent development, Naumenko was caught trying to flee Ukraine with his bail set at UAH 557 million. Ana Paula Fermato of ICP expressed satisfaction with the arrest, seeing it as a step towards recovery for investors. John Patton of ACP also praised the Ukrainian legal system for protecting investors from economic crimes.
Tech Media Breaks: Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLNE, appoints Frank Noodle II to Board of Directors. Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ BLNE, has appointed Frank Noodle II to its Board of Directors, bringing over 20 years of executive leadership experience in technology and life sciences. Noodle, currently the CEO of Channel Therapeutics Corporation, is known for his capital markets expertise and M&A success. His appointment supports Beeline's growth strategy in the investment lending market. Beeline Financial Holdings, Inc. is a mortgage fintech company revolutionizing property financing with its digital AI-powered platform. Headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, Beeline is reshaping mortgage origination with speed, simplicity, and transparency. For more information, visit makeabeeline.com.
Siata Mobile Inc. NA is one to watch. Siata Mobile Inc. EA is gaining traction with its purpose-built push-to-talk devices and Unit and R-branded signal boosters, offering rugged LT solutions for public safety and industrial sectors. Distribution wins with major U.S. carriers and public sector agencies highlight growing demand. the company's carrier-integrated model aligns with rising needs for reliable communication infrastructure. Siyata Mobile provides advanced communication solutions for frontline workers and mobile workforces, offering FCC and IC-certified products distributed through Tier 1 carriers and government channels. For more information, visit the company's website at https://ir.siyata.net.
Researchers discover potential missing connection between EBV and multiple sclerosis. Researchers have discovered a potential missing connection between the Epstein-Barr virus and multiple sclerosis. While the risk of MS is higher among those exposed to the virus, it remains unclear why only a small percentage developed the condition. This new scientific information could offer valuable insights for biopharmaceutical firms like Clene Inc., CLNN, focused on MS research. Investors can find the latest news and updates on Clene Inc. in the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively. For more information, visit BioMedWire's website.
Legendary investor Ray Dalio injected $309 million into gold in Q1. In recent weeks, the price of gold has experienced a significant drop, with analysts suggesting that investor sentiment has rapidly shifted, potentially contributing to the precious metals sell-off. Despite the volatility, some major players are taking renewed interest in this precious metal. Among them is billionaire investor Ray Dalio with his latest multi-million dollar injection. Ray Dalio has once again signaled confidence in gold's role as a core asset, even amid market turbulence. Gold industry actors like Aston Bay Holdings Limited will be watching the developments closely.
Tesla's brand image slumps as regulatory scrutiny tightens, rivals gain traction. Tesla's brand image has suffered a significant blow in recent months, marking a shift from its long-standing dominance in the electric vehicle sector. As regulatory scrutiny tightens, competitors like Mullen Automotive Inc., NASDAQ, are gaining traction. Investors can find the latest updates on Mullen Automotive Inc. in the company's newsroom. Green Car Stocks, a platform specializing in electric vehicles and green energy, offers a range of communication solutions to help companies reach their target audience effectively. For more information, visit the Green Car Stocks website.
Green Energy Breaks, Mullen Automotive Inc. posts $5 million Q2 revenue, highlights EV deliveries and battery progress. Mullen Automotive Inc. N. reported $5 million in revenue for Q2 2025, a significant increase from the prior year, driven by EV deliveries to logistics firms, governments, and universities. The company highlighted new agreements for advanced solid-state batteries and expanded public sector eligibility. Bollinger Motors delivered trucks but was placed into receivership. Mullen recorded $7.9 million in revenue for the six-month period, with a net loss of $162 million, primarily due to non-cash expenses. Cash on hand declined to $2.3 million, with cost reduction efforts and financing through convertible securities ongoing. Mullen Automotive focuses on building commercial EVs with two U.S.-based plants and recently expanded its dealer network. For more information, visit MullenUSA.com. Tech Media Breaks, Nextplat Corp., NASDAQ-NXPL, named exclusive UK and EEA distributor for Zoleo satellite devices. Nextplat Corp., listed on NASDAQ as NXPL, has been named the exclusive UK and EEA distributor for Zoleo satellite devices. This appointment comes as Nextplat's subsidiary, Global Telesat Communications Limited, partners with Zoleo Inc. to offer their global satellite communicator, recognized for extending smartphone messaging coverage. The device has received accolades, including the Outdoor Retailers Innovation Award, Product of the Year. This partnership expands GTC's e-commerce and Amazon storefront portfolio of satellite connectivity solutions for remote workers, outdoor enthusiasts, and global travelers. Nextplat, a global e-commerce platform company, aims to capitalize on high-growth sectors like technology and healthcare through acquisitions and collaborations. For more information, visit Nextplat's newsroom at the provided link.
Tech Media Breaks, DataVault AI ELT, finalizes CSI acquisition, projects strong revenue growth. DataVault AI Inc., DVLT, has finalized the acquisition of CompuSystems Inc. CSI assets, expecting to drive strong revenue growth. The company will host a business update call at 9 a.m. ET to discuss this milestone. CEO Nathaniel Bradley views this acquisition as a key step in DataVault's growth strategy, enabling automated revenue generation in sports, entertainment, and event markets. The CSI division will be led by John Mark Logerato, who has been granted 500,000 restricted stock units. DataVault anticipates CSI to contribute $12 million to $15 million in second half 2025 revenue and $15 million to $20 million toward 2026 targets.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited, QNTM, signs agreement to advance MS drug toward phase 2 trial. Quantum Biopharma Limited, traded on NASDAQ under the symbol QNTM, has entered into an agreement with a global pharmaceutical contract research organization to prepare an investigational new drug application for its lead compound, Lucid-21-302, aimed at treating multiple sclerosis. The company plans to submit the application to the FDA in the fourth quarter of 2025, with the goal of initiating a phase 2 clinical trial. Lucid-21-302 is a patented neuroprotective therapy shown in preclinical studies to prevent demyelination, a key factor in MS and other neurodegenerative disorders. Quantum Biopharma is dedicated to developing innovative solutions for challenging disorders with a focus on neurodegenerative and metabolic conditions, as well as alcohol misuse disorders. Stanchart creates private equity unit in the U.S. to strengthen investment banking. Standard Chartered, also known as Stanchart, has established a new team in the United States focused on private equity firms, hedge funds, and other financial investors. This move is part of their strategy to expand their investment banking business and increase revenue from financial clients. Stanchart is determined to pursue larger deals in the U.S. market with a dedicated team ready to form strong financial partnerships globally. Despite this development, investment banking firms like B. Riley Financial Inc., NASDAQ or LI, are unlikely to be overly concerned. Billion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform that provides access to a wide network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions for private and public companies looking to reach a broad audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public. How the adoption of EVs is reshaping the worldwide demand for oil. The global adoption of battery electric vehicles, BEVs, is reshaping the demand for oil worldwide. Oil has been the primary energy source for the transport industry for over a century. But as companies like SolarBank Corp continue to make strides in the energy storage and EV battery market, we are likely to see further reductions in oil usage. This shift comes as a response to concerns about climate change and the environmental impact of fossil fuels. Green Energy Stocks, a communications platform focusing on companies in the green economy, is at the forefront of delivering news and information on this evolving landscape. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Valaxy launches premium home sauna solutions in Dubai. Infrared traditional and hybrid models now available. Valaxy, a luxury wellness brand based in Dubai, has launched an exclusive collection of premium in-home saunas, including infrared, traditional, and hybrid models. These saunas offer a range of health benefits from detoxification to stress reduction, all in the comfort of one's home. The hybrid model combines infrared therapy with traditional sauna stones for a personalized wellness experience. Infrared saunas provide focused heat for detoxification and pain relief, while traditional models offer a classic steam experience. To celebrate the launch, Valaxy is offering a 10% discount on indoor pre-built sauna models. Visit their website to explore the full range and create your personal wellness sanctuary.
GeoVax reaffirms urgent need for multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccines as CDC shifts recommendations. GeoVax Labs, Inc. reaffirms the urgent need for multi-antigen COVID-19 vaccines following the CDC's shift in recommendations. Their vaccine, GOCM04S1, offers superior protection for immunocompromised populations and aligns with HHS priorities for durable, broad-spectrum immunization. With a focus on older adults and those with chronic health problems, the demand for next-generation immunization strategies is growing. GOCM4S1, based on the MVA platform, expresses both spike and nucleocapsid proteins, providing multi-antigen protection against SARS-CoV-2. Recent phase 2 trial results in patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia showed a superior T-cell response rate compared to a leading mRNA vaccine. Fully aligned with the HHS biosecurity vision, GOCM04S1 offers multi-antigen breadth, durability, safety, and domestic advanced manufacturing capabilities. Multiple phase 2 trials are ongoing to support the path to licensure for this innovative vaccine.
Fortune marks first anniversary with $6.4 million funded, 1,000 small businesses supported, and national footprint established. Fortune, the fintech division of Luminar Media Group, Inc., celebrates its first anniversary with impressive milestones. In the past year, Fortune has deployed $6.4 million in working capital, completed nearly 1,000 funding transactions, and established a national presence in 38 states plus Puerto Rico. With over $5.6 million in total assets, Fortune has proven to be a trusted funding partner for small businesses. President and CEO Yoel Damas expressed pride in the company's growth, stating that this is just the beginning of redefining small business financing. VP of Finance Juan Sese emphasized the importance of building momentum and trust, with every dollar funded representing an opportunity created. Fortune's success highlights its commitment to providing responsible financing solutions to entrepreneurs nationwide.
Innovative Designs projects over 150% increase in fiscal second quarter sales results versus previous year, continuing multiple quarters of profitability. Innovative Designs Inc. projects over a 150% increase in fiscal second quarter sales results compared to the previous year, continuing multiple quarters of profitability. The recognition of their superior and patented evacuated cell insulation as the best option in home building is driving ongoing record sales. For the first 6 months of fiscal 2025, sales revenue has already reached the total for all of fiscal 2024. Management expects to file a finalized financial report ahead of the June 15th SEC posting requirement. The demand for Insultec's house wrap is increasing due to new government building codes, making it the best overall insulation house wrap choice available on the market today. Randy Kimbler of Insultec's distributor BuiltLink Solutions LLC mentioned that they have expanded their marketing campaign into new states and increased their sales staff to meet rising inquiries. CEO Joseph A. Richelli Jr. stated that they are on track for their best year ever in 2025 and are working to boost production levels to meet the demand.
Intriquip Instruments now offering BOA electrosurgical systems in Canada. Intriquip Instruments Inc., a leading Canadian veterinary and medical equipment distributor, is now offering BOA electrosurgical systems in Canada. By expanding their product catalog, Intriquip is providing clinics across the country with access to advanced electrosurgical units, smoke evacuation systems, and high-quality accessories. The ARC 100 electrosurgical unit, Shishe smoke evacuation system, and a variety of accessories are now available through Intriquip. With a dedicated Canadian team, ensuring fast shipping and expert product knowledge, professionals can rely on reliable technology without cross-border delays. For over 30 years, Intriquip has supported veterinary and medical professionals with a wide range of equipment and personalized customer care.
SBC Medical's first quarter margins improve. Company announces share buyback program. SBC Medical Group Holdings, Inc. reported improved margins in the first quarter of 2025, with earnings per share up 5% year over year. Despite a 14% decrease in revenue, the company saw a 15% increase in net income. SBC Medical, positioning itself as a leader in the cosmetic surgery market, ended the quarter with 251 clinics, up 36 from last year. To show confidence in its growth plan, the company announced a share buyback program of up to $5 million worth of shares starting on May 20th, 2025. This move reflects SBC Medical's belief that its stock is undervalued and its commitment to enhancing shareholder value. BioCorex reports business update for the first quarter of 2025. BioCorex Pharmaceuticals, Inc. reported a business update for the first quarter of 2025, highlighting the acquisition of Lucemura, Lofexidine, from USWM LLC. This FDA-approved medication for opioid withdrawal has already shown promising results, driving revenue growth with net product revenues of $134,899. The company continues to focus on managing and reducing operating expenses, decreasing them by approximately 9% compared to the same period in 2024. BioCorex Pharmaceuticals, Inc. is also advancing the development of sustained-release naltrexone products, supported by a grant from the National Institutes of Health. This research aims to address significant public health challenges, such as methamphetamine use disorder, MUD, and opioid use disorder, OUD. Stay tuned for further updates on the development of BICX-104 for the treatment of these disorders.
Laptop power without limits, Elvis Tech rolls out innovative solar solutions for off-grid independence. Elvis Tech, a Nigerian-based technology company, has launched a new line of solar-powered solutions to address the country's electricity supply challenges. The products, including solar laptop power banks and portable solar generators, are designed for off-grid environments. These innovations aim to provide a stable source of power for essential tools without the need for fuel or creating noise. Founder and CEO Elvis Ogbonna emphasizes the importance of offering practical and scalable tools to keep people connected and productive, regardless of the unreliable grid power. The company's products, such as long-lasting laptop backup batteries and solar rechargeable models, cater to students, remote workers, and field professionals. Elvis Tech's silent solar generators offer a clean alternative to traditional fuel-powered options, with energy storage capacities ranging from 5-10 watt-hours to 1.9 kilowatt-hours. The company's pay-on-delivery model has been well-received, allowing customers to verify product quality before purchase. For more information, visit their website at elvistech.ng.
Four stocks to watch in the $47 billion cellular therapeutics market. Cell-based therapeutics have evolved from experimental treatments to mainstream success, with the FDA approving seven new therapies last year. Market researchers project the global cell therapy market to reach $47.72 billion by 2034, growing at a CAGR of 22.96%. Adia Nutrition Inc. is making waves with its stem cell therapies and organic supplements, recently uplisting to the OTCQB venture market. Fate Therapeutics received RMAT designation for its off-the-shelf CAR T-cell therapy, FT819, showing promise for lupus treatment. Pluri Inc. secured a patent for its immune cell expansion technologies, focusing on mate T-cells for solid tumor treatment. Ginkgo Bioworks reported a 27% revenue increase, positioning itself as a leader in cell programming and biosecurity. Investors are keeping a close eye on these companies in the booming cellular therapeutics market. Xenotex, NASDAQ, DAS model, strategic acquisitions drive 92% revenue growth in Q1. Xenotech, traded on NASDAQ under Xena, experienced a remarkable 92% revenue growth in Q1, driven by its drone-as-a-service model and strategic acquisitions. The global commercial drone market is on a significant upswing, with projections showing a 10.6% CAGR through 2030. Xenotech's AI-powered drones cater to various industries like agriculture, infrastructure inspection, and public safety, offering innovative solutions for 3D mapping, barcode scanning, and more. By adopting a DAS model, Xenotech allows clients to access drones without the need for hardware purchases or maintenance, positioning itself as a key player in the evolving drone sector. With recent expansions in Europe and Dubai, as well as advancements in defense and proprietary innovation, Xenotech is well positioned for continued growth and success.
Kymee Biotech and CenaSafe partner to launch UNOW drug residue test device in Canada. Kymee Biotech and CenaSafe Traumascene Remediation have joined forces to launch the UNOW drug residue test device in Canada. This innovative portable solution detects trace amounts of illicit substances like opioids and methamphetamine with lab-grade accuracy, providing rapid results for law enforcement, healthcare, remediation teams, and property managers. By combining Chymie Biotech's expertise with CenaSafe's safety protocols, the partnership aims to set a new standard in drug residue detection. President Otis Zhao emphasizes the device's role in protecting communities, while CenaSafe's founder Hang Ai highlights the importance of verifying safe environments. The UNOW device will be available in Canada starting Q2 2025, with pre-orders opening soon through CenaSafe Trauma Scene Remediation.
Aviontique launches 2025 mid-year and anniversary promotion on aviation test equipment. Aviontique, a global leader in avionics test equipment sales, rentals, and support services, is excited to announce its 2025 mid-year promotions. These limited-time offers include trade-in programs, cash rebates, service discounts, and bonus incentives like complimentary Apple iPads. Trade in your old IFR 4000 or IFR 6000 for credit towards next-gen units. Order the FDS HHMPI kit with readout services to receive a free Apple iPad. Purchase select units by June 30, 2025 to get a $200 rebate. Avion Tech aims to make top-notch test equipment more accessible to operators and technicians without breaking the budget. Check out their wide selection of factory new avionics test equipment from trusted brands like Viavi, Aeroflex, Barfield, Flight Data Systems, and more. Act fast as these offers end June 30, 2025, and inventory is limited. For more information, visit www.aviontique.com or contact Aviontique at sales@avion310-649.0400.
Judith Schumacher-Tilton is recognized among 100 leading women in the North American auto industry. Judith Schumacher-Tilton, president of Schumacher Chevrolet Auto Group, has been recognized as one of the 100 leading women in the North American auto industry by Automotive News. This prestigious list acknowledges female leaders who have significant influence in the automotive field. Schumacher-Tilton and her co-honorees were celebrated at a gala in Dearborn Mike, hosted by Automotive News. Since 1925, Automotive News has been a primary source for news in the automotive industry, delivering value to its readers through various platforms. Judith Schumacher-Tilton, a resident of Montclair, New Jersey, is known for her extensive charitable work and community involvement. As the president of Schumacher Chevrolet Auto Group, she has made a significant impact in New Jersey's automotive industry. To learn more about Schumacher Chevrolet Auto Group, visit schumacherchevy.com or call 973-226-1065.
MDPen introduces corrective microneedling, a revolution in skincare. MDPen, a leader in advanced microneedling technology, has introduced corrective microneedling, a groundbreaking approach that elevates skin rejuvenation. With a special technique creating up to 324,000 microchannels per minute, this procedure effectively addresses wrinkles, scars, stretch marks, and more. This innovative treatment offers a superior alternative to traditional microneedling, benefiting hundreds of thousands of patients. MDPen also provides comprehensive training programs for practitioners to ensure the best results. Chief Marketing Officer Dion Keaton stated, "Corrective microneedling represents a significant leap forward in skincare technology. Licensed practitioners can now access this cutting-edge solution, supported by robust training and proven results." For more information, visit MDPen's website or contact 888-313-1415.
CritterStop provides quality pest control services to Allen Properties. CritterStop's pest control division in Allen, Texas, offers industry-leading practices, fast response times, and long-lasting solutions for residential and commercial properties. Owner Chisholm Ryder emphasizes a customer-first approach, ensuring minimal disruption and family pet-friendly services. Specializing in ants, spiders, termites, and more, CritterStop's dedication to customer satisfaction has earned 5-star ratings and glowing reviews in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Established in 2018, CritterStop provides expert pest control and wildlife removal services, including termite treatment, rodent exclusion, and dead animal removal, earning community trust with licensed professionals and a satisfaction guarantee.
Turner MedTech scales manufacturing for innovative MRI patient positioning products. Turner MedTech, a Utah-based medical technology manufacturer, is expanding its manufacturing operations for the KyphoLift patient positioning system, aiming to improve patient care and diagnostic quality in MRI and oncology procedures. Achieving precise patient positioning is crucial in the $1.6 billion U.S. MRI market, especially for patients with conditions like kyphosis or limited mobility. Turner MedTech's enhanced manufacturing capabilities ensure consistent quality and production efficiency, making the KyphoLift system more accessible. The company is also developing the KyphoWedge, an adjustable positioning device for MRI and X-ray, expanding its portfolio of solutions. Leveraging parent company Turner Innovation's imaging experience and patented technologies, Turner MedTech is uniquely positioned to enhance imaging outcomes and patient care. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Aquafil Group, ECNL Q1 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated coverage on Aquafil Group, ECNL.mi for Q1 2025. Despite macro environment uncertainty, ECNL saw improved profitability with a market recovery for fibers in the U.S. and increased sales of Econol products. EBITDA margins improved compared to the previous year, partly due to Econol sales accounting for 60.5% of fiber revenues. Quarterly results showed revenue, AdJ EBITDA, and AdJ EPS below estimates, impacted by decreased volumes in EMEA. However, AdJ EBITDA increased by 12.2% from the previous year. The company remains optimistic about growth in 2025, with strong Econol contributions to revenue and expected profitability improvements. Valuation ranges from 3.85 to 5.27, with a midpoint at 4.39.
Struggling with rental property management? Discover the solution. Struggling with rental property management? Kunkel Wittenauer Group in Illinois offers a solution for property owners looking to streamline their rental experience. With a portfolio of commercial and residential properties, they handle single-family homes, multi-unit complexes, and more. Benefits include reduced vacancy times, effective marketing, transparent communication, prompt maintenance services, up-to-date financial reporting, and tenant relationship management. Annual walkthroughs and expertise in property management set them apart. By enlisting their services, property owners can focus on personal lives while maximizing property performance. Consider partnering with Kunkel Wittenauer Group to transform your rental property experience and regain control over investments. New Career Center for Project Managers launched. The Association of Project Management and Information Consulting, APMIC, has partnered with YM Careers to unveil a new career center tailored for project managers. This platform offers daily job listings and information on over 80 project management certifications, catering to the evolving job landscape. With a focus on supporting professional development, the Career Center aims to connect project managers with relevant opportunities and essential certification insights. By simplifying the job search process and promoting ongoing learning, APMIC and YM Careers are empowering project managers to excel in their careers. The initiative also includes networking opportunities and mentorship programs, fostering a supportive community for project professionals. This timely launch addresses the increasing demand for skilled project managers in today's competitive business environment, providing a valuable resource for career advancement.
Biomed News breaks. Adidex Inc., NASDAQ ADTX, terminates acquisition agreement with Apealea Therapeutics. Adidex Inc., NASDAQ ADTX has determined its arrangement agreement with Apealea Therapeutics Inc. effective May 31, 2025. The agreement, initially announced in April 2024 and amended multiple times, was ended due to a lack of strategic alignment. Despite respecting Apealea's work, Adidex plans to formally notify them of the termination. Adidex is an innovation platform focused on accelerating health innovations through collaboration with research institutions, industry partners, and shareholders. The company operates programs in immune health and precision health, with plans for additional programs in public health and women's health. The closing of transactions with Apealea and Evofem is subject to various conditions, including shareholder approval and funding. For more information, visit www.8xd.com. Scrap copper to start moving after Trump declared truce with China. Scrap copper exports were halted due to Trump's trade war with China, impacting the market. With the recent truce, scrap copper is set to resume movement. China imports over 50% of U.S. scrap copper, and companies like Aston Bay Holdings Limited will be closely monitoring the situation. Investors can find updates on Aston Bay Holdings Limited in the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides insights into the mining industry, offering access to various wire solutions and tailored corporate communication services. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NYSMI, names experienced life science leader as new CEO. Dr. Eric Poma, with over 30 years of experience, has been appointed as the new CEO of Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., KLDI. His leadership will drive the development of groundbreaking therapies. Research shows companies with strong leadership are 2.3 times more likely to outperform competitors financially. This strategic move underscores Kaliti's commitment to advancing innovative cancer therapies. Alan Kamaisa will continue as a board member. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Green Energy Breaks, SolarBank Corp., NASDAQ CUN, reports Q3 results, eyes long-term gains with $100 project financing. SolarBank Corp., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker CUN and on CSE as SUNN, released its fiscal Q3 results, showing a year-to-date revenue of $29.1 million, down from $50.4 million last year. The company reported a net loss of $9 million due to higher costs and reduced EPC activity. SolarBank's assets increased by 395% to $194 million, and it secured up to $100 million in project financing for a 97-megawatt solar portfolio in the U.S. The company focuses on developing renewable energy projects in Canada and the USA, with a potential pipeline of over 1 gigawatt. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com. Strategic alliance between iCore Connect and HPA aims to boost revenue and support independent dentists and physicians. iCore Connect, Inc., has formed a strategic channel partner agreement with Health Professionals Alliance, Inc., a key player in the dental industry. This partnership aims to boost revenue growth by enhancing the channel partner program. By collaborating with HPA, iCore Connect gains access to a network dedicated to professional growth and collaboration. The alliance is expected to improve lead generation, marketing efforts, and sales opportunities, benefiting both organizations in the long run. iCore Connect CEO Robert McDermott sees this partnership as a way to empower dental practices with smarter solutions. HPA President Grant Diggles believes this collaboration equips dentists with tools for current success and future challenges in healthcare. iCore Connect offers cloud-based solutions like iCore Exchange, iCore RX, iCore Analytics, and more, while HPA provides a private recapitalization solution for independent dental practices.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.